This is Heathrow Airport's own proposal, which they've put forward, giving us a sense of what they want that third runway to look like. They've suggested it should be 3,500 metres long, though could be open to a slightly shorter one, which obviously would be cheaper. They've suggested it should be privately financed, costing somewhere in the region of £21 billion, although add to that the costs of the terminal, putting on the terminal costs and supporting infrastructure, you're looking, they think, potentially more like £49-50 billion. In terms of capacity, what they think it could mean for more passengers, at the moment every year Heathrow hosts around 84 million passengers, and they think with this third runway that could be more like 150 million passengers every year. The slightly more controversial part of Heathrow Airport's proposal for this expansion is this rediversion for the M25 motorway, essentially putting it into a tunnel underneath the third runway. A rival proposal, though, suggesting that's not necessary, that they wouldn't have that diversion. Now, Heathrow think that with their plan, if they got the green light, they could have it up and running, operational within a decade. The government has backed it. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, publicly backed it earlier on in the year. They see it as pretty central to their infrastructure, their growth mission overall. They think it could bring somewhere in the region of 100,000 extra jobs. It's not an issue, though, that is clearly delineated along kind of party lines, if you like. The Labour Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has publicly criticised it because really of the impact on residents by way of noise and air pollution and the impact on homes within the area. Of course, then you've also got the view of green groups like Friends of the Earth really questioning the plans, really questioning how it fits in with the government's sort of climate ambitions.